Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here. He's going for the corner. He's got it. Vince Young scores.
Woo! I'm hyped. I'm hyped by the girl with the beat. Nah, I'm not freestyling. I want this so bad. I'm loving this beat a lot. But welcome to the newest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers, a.k.a. B-Rogers 007, a.k.a. The Fast Break 007, a.k.a. Pillsbury Doughboy. I'm just rambling right now. Man, I'm glad I went beat searching. This is nice. Shout out to Ghost, who produced this beat. But today's podcast, I'm going to focus on the Texas USC, the history, and what has happened since that national championship game. Both teams kind of went on the downward slide. They both were above average teams, but they haven't carried the pedigree since that fateful game. So I want to take a look at Texas. I know this talk saying it's Texas back after the big Notre Dame win. Charlie Strong's getting stuff together. And then you got USC just holding in for Alabama for maybe a quarter, if that. And then Alabama does what Alabama does. They take care of business. So let's buckle in and let's get straight to it, man. Wow. So it has been, 10 years since the USC Texas National Championship game, the Rose Bowl. Honestly, one of my favorite college championship games ever. Just ever. Just growing up, I remember the intro had like Will Ferrell for USC and Matthew McConaughey for Texas. And it's like two different worlds at the time. And still is two different worlds. LA still, LA and Austin, Texas is still Austin, Texas. Wow, that wasn't cliche at all. But no, in all reality, Texas and USC, what has happened? What has happened? Everybody has to fall someday. The greatest can't stay the greatest forever. Everybody has their time. And during that time, Texas and USC were the two hottest football programs out there, man. Out there. Alabama was up and coming. But for the meantime, it was USC. USC was in a class of its own. USC was the Golden State Warriors that we have seen the last couple of years. USC was just on a whole new level.
I'm on a new level.
Pete Carroll came in. They take care of business. USC has USC has bigger pedigree than Texas. They do. They simply do. 13 national championships. Multiple Heisman winners. When I tell you USC, what do you think of? LA? California? The Trojans? Marcus Allen, OJ Simpson, Heisman winners, Pete Carroll, scandal. Just so much stuff built into one word, into three letters, USC. So much built in there. So much loaded history built in USC. And now you're getting smacked by Alabama. Personally, I think they did Reggie Bush wrong. I would have kept the Heisman Trophy, Reggie. Should have kept it, Reggie. I don't care what anybody says. You can't take away those wins. I know it's we're done. The sanctions are over. All that, blah, blah, blah. So you going to tell me we're going to pretend that 2005 season didn't happen, huh? Okay. Eyes don't lie, but okay, NCAA, all right. But But that's a whole different story. I'm not a storyteller.
That's another story. I'm no storyteller.
USC was essentially a pro football team during that time. You know, the Raiders moved out, the Rams moved out. USC was that mix. It was in the middle between college football and pro football. It was in a whole different class. And like I said, USC is known for their running backs, the quarterbacks, their wide receivers, especially the defensive side of the ball. We cannot forget about the defensive side of the ball. From 1960 to 1982, they won 78% of their games with 4 national titles and 4 Heisman winners. 1960-1982, they took care of business. Then the 90s, they struggled, kind of similarly where Texas has been at now. They weren't bad, but they weren't living up to their prestige name, to their pedigree. Here comes Pete Carroll. Pete comes over. Carson Palmer wins the Heisman in 2002. They won the Orange Bowl. Then you got the trio of Lindell White, Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, won a national championship in 2003. And Pete is such a different cat, man. Pete learned. And that just shows you, you have to learn from your failure so you can succeed and have success moving forward. The biggest thing, Pete made mistakes as a head coach. He learned, he adapted. That's why it's so key to adapt. And Pete adapted, and he's a great football coach as right now. Now, the thing about USC, let's go back to 2005, the national championship game, they were only like a 34-game winning streak. It was like, what, Texas? Huh? Texas? Huh? We ain't afraid of nobody. I ain't worried about nothing. You on a 34-game winning streak. Nobody touching you. That's why I said similar earlier to the show. They're like Golden State Warriors. And I'm going to compare Texas to Cleveland coming up. Don't worry, Texas. We're going to get to you, Hook'em Horns. We're going to get to you. But you know what I'm saying? USC Warriors on that winning streak. You're feeling yourself, doing things you won't usually do. Reggie Bush trying to pitch the ball back behind the dude, score a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a little vibrato, a lot of cocky to pull that play off, going the extra mile, doing things you don't have to do. Same with Steph Curry. Steph Curry doing that no look pass game 7, like wait, what? Huh? Why? It was turnover. You don't need to be doing that. Just stick to the basics. But what I want to say here is that when Texas smacked in the mouth, they smacked them in the mouth. Now let's go post USC after the championship game. Post USC with the probation, I'm not gonna get all into that sticky stuff, but even with the probation, they still went 35-17. 35-17 with the 30 scholarships lost, 2-year postseason ban. Imagine you'd be like, yo, man, as a player, just be like, you know, we're not playing for a postseason. What is it to play for? So as a head coach, it's hard to keep your players motivated during that. And just to show you how dominant USC was, from 2001 to 2009, they won 84% of their games and won 6 out of 7 BCS championship games. USC since then, they lost their swagger, man. They really lost their swagger. And from that era, Pete was always able to recruit talented quarterbacks. Pete was. Carson Palmer, Matt Leinart. Say what you will, they were great college quarterbacks. Carson Palmer's still a decent quarterback in the pros. John David Booty, Mark Sanchez. They played the next level, right? Matt Barkley still got to the next level. He wasn't the golden boy that everybody thought he was going to be, kind of compared to Jimmy Clausen, to be honest with you. But then you got the quarterback situation. Now USC is like, huh? Max Brown, Max Wittig, who ended up transferring. Now, I like Cody Kessler. He was cool, but he wasn't the chosen one. Which goes to show, like, you need a quarterback.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
In USC since then, really hasn't found the guy. Same with Texas. Now, with the new freshman quarterback, it's only one game. It's only one game. Texas had Vince Young and Colt McCoy. When they dipped, they started losing games. Now, since then, since that national championship game, USC's record with Pete Carroll before he left was 43-9. Nice. Now, when Kiffin and Sarkisian came in, the interim coaches, they still got a 92-36 record. So, it's not bad. 92-36 is not bad. Way above 500. But like I said, they don't have the identity. Like, you're not scared to play USC. You used to be scared and intimidated to play USC. Or you were like, USC? Okay, we got to be extra ready. Now, it's like, yeah, bow down. Look how the tides have changed. Now, Let's move to the Hook'em Horns. Let's move to Austin, Texas.
Where's that Austin? Where's that Texas?
Now, what did I say about having quarterbacks? Yeah, they're important. Vince Young, Colt McCoy, two prestigious quarterbacks ever in Texas history. Both led them to a national championship game. You know, Colt McCoy ended up losing to the dynasty we now know as Alabama. But they were still both talented quarterbacks. Thing with Texas was the underdog in that championship game. They were the Cleveland Cavaliers. Blake, why are you mixing the NBA with NFL? Because I can. Because it's the fast break with Blake Rogers, and I can. Because I can. Let me emphasize that again. Vince Young had a chip on his shoulder. Oh, you going to announce the Heisman Trophy to Reggie Bush right in front of me? Okay. I'll use that for extra motivation. Yeah, I'm going to use that. And he did. And Vince Young proved, like, he's the truth. LeBron James. Chip on his shoulder. Golden State has this hot winning streak. Steph Curry is the best player in the planet. LeBron's like, woohoo, hold up. Wait a minute, I'm still here, y'all. And they end up humbling Golden State. I say this all the time, when you're too cocky, life has a way of humbling you. That's just how the cycle works. And USC got humbled. Now with Texas, the problem with Texas now is that when you had Garrett Gilbert was supposed to be your guy after Colt McCoy, that's not going to work out, homie. When you're Mack Brown and you whiffed on RG3 and he wanted to go to Texas, and you said, nah, fam. When you could have got Johnny Manziel, who ended up going to Texas A&M, nah, fam. You whipped on two quarterbacks, and you end up relying on David Ash, Case McCoy, and Garrett Gilbert. Your record's going to go down. Sorry. It is. And the thing with Texas, they weren't bad. They were still above 500. With Mack Brown, the only year they went under 500 was a 6-7 year, and that was the year after they lost the national championship game where they lost Colt McCoy and Jordan Shipley. That's a lot of key players. Mack still won 8-9 games a year, lost division games. Texas is still top two in recruiting the past 10 years, but Texas lost their swagger. But with Charlie Strong, I think they're getting their swagger back. At least they're trying. Let's look at the record since that championship game. Mack Brown, 75-28 before he retired. Mack Brown, 75-28 record after he got the boot. Including Charlie Strong, 86-42. Still over 500, folks. It's still a pretty decent record. But when you're Texas and when you're USC, the spotlight's going to be bigger on you. Everything is magnified tenfold. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Now, for my thoughts, I think Texas is heading the right way. But if it's an 8-5 record, is Texas really back? Are they really back? If you went to 8-5, Mack Brown could have stayed there. Charlie Strong wasn't hired to go 8-5. Charlie Strong was hired to lead them back to BCS games to be a national contender again. Charlie Strong wasn't hired to go 8-5, 9-3. Hurrah, hurrah, yay. No, he was hired to go get double-digit wins. He was, simple and plain. And if Texas goes 9-4, all right, that's great, Charlie. But Mac was doing that when it's down years. And I love Charlie Strong. He's a great coach. He's able to get Teddy Bridgewater, turn Louisville to a great football team. But that's not what they're here for. Marshawn Lynch, Charlie Strong, you know what you're here for. And you're not here to go 9-4 and be okay with that. So Texas, be careful what you wish for. Because now college football is 10 times harder. You got teams like Houston up here. Quarterbacks are better. USC and Texas, it's possible to get back to where you were. But I don't see anybody coming close to Alabama, guys. It's Alabama and it's everybody else. Ohio State's still going to be dope. You got Urban Meyer. Let's not hate. Ohio State's still going to be nice. And USC and Texas not even near where Ohio State and them at. They're like a third-tier team, if that. And it's not that they're bad teams. They're not what they used to be. They're not. But I think Texas has a brighter road than USC does. I think USC, too many coaching changes, too many allegations going on. And for USC to still have a positive record, even with the sanctions, because losing scholarships do hurt. They do hurt. And for USC to pull off and be strong and have the wherewithal to go through that, kudos, congrats. But until you find a quarterback that you can rely on for the next 2 to 3 years, 2 years minimum, hey, man, best of luck. Sarkisian had issues going on. He wasn't a bad hire, but he wasn't doing what Pete was doing. It's hard to replace generation coaches like Pete Carroll and Mack Brown. It's hard, and it's unfair to compare to what they're doing. It is fair to compare to the Texas name and the USC name. Now, me being an athletic director, you got boosters on you. The whole city's relying on you. 8-5, yeah, I'll take that any day. If I'm Mississippi State, if I'm an average, above average football team, yeah, I'll take that. But that doesn't fly in Texas. Doesn't fly in Hollywood. Expectations are that much higher. UCLA don't have the same expectations as USC. That's just how it goes.
I was running through the six with my walk. You know how that shit go. You know how that shit go. You know how that shit go. Running through the six with my walk.
That's just how it goes. UCLA is more of a basketball school through the John Wooden. But the UCLA expectations, nowhere near USC. But USC, you gotta be that much better. Because pedigree and name. So I'm going to say that to say this. Don't hop on the Texas bandwagon so early. Charlie Strong main focus is defense. They still let up 47 points to Deshaun Kizer, who will be drafted. He will go pro. Dude's nice. You still up 47 points. It's good to see that your quarterback can play under the bright lights. USC, all you can go is up from here. You played the number one team in college football and got a spanking. All you can do is learn and go from there. What I said earlier in the show, you learn from your mistakes so you can get better, so you can succeed. If you think it, you believe it. Once you believe it, you achieve it. USC is trying, and all you can do is try. Losing scholarships definitely did hurt. I'm gonna wrap it up here. As always, I'd like to thank Chris Axman. Thank you for blogtalkradio.com. You can find us on there. Fast Break and the Almighty Baller Network. Like I said, we usually do focus on basketball podcasts, but it's football season and it is the Fast Break, so I can do what I want. As always, thank you for listening to The Fast Break. We will have the Frank Ocean album review coming up, as long as Ray Shrimmer's Shrimp Life 2. Still bumping this Travis Scott. Still bumping it. NBA season not too far away. If you know what I'm saying, if you still can't wait, just check him on Chris Axman. He's always bringing team previews. It's September. My boy Chris is bringing out the team previews. Been doing it all summer. So definitely check him out on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to The Fast Break. Stay lit.